Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Hello, Journey of You family. How's everybody doing today? This week, I know that many of us around the country will be celebrating Thanksgiving. And I thought it fitting to just talk about the importance of being grateful. Of course, not just this week, but at all times, but it's really magnified this week, and so I just want to bring it a little bit into perspective. So I want to start with 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which follows right behind 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that tells us to pray without ceasing. And right after that, in verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." If you're like, I'm not sure what the will of God is for me, this scripture tells you word for word. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. So if you're questioning what the will is, it's that, for you to give thanks in everything. Psalms 106:1, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalms 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. It's very, very important. And so I just want to reiterate that as we get ready to celebrate this week, whether it's with friends and family, whether you're working and getting time and a half, however you choose to spend the day, just remember that we have many things to be grateful for. First and foremost, our relationship with God. If you are alive and breathing this morning, that is a miracle. You're still on assignment, so praise God for life and an opportunity to share his love with others. Express thanks for his unconditional love and never-ending protection and provision. Tell the ones that you love them. You know, treasure that time spent together and the beauty of family and friends. Food, shelter, clothing, the simple things. Necessities. You know, life may not look exactly as planned, and that's okay, but give thanks anyway. Because the more that you look to be thankful for, and the more things that you see that you're grateful for, the more of that you're going to see. It's going to amplify it and magnify it. And even if there aren't things that right now, present day, you feel like you could be thankful for, think about things from the past, you know, that you're thankful for. You know, maybe you bought a house before, maybe you were able to get a new car or a new job or a promotion, or you started a business, or maybe it was a new relationship or, you know, a new family member, you know, whether, you know, that was a baby, you know, or a pet, whatever, you know, was something that was special to you. You know, maybe it was a gift that you received or something that someone said or a gesture that someone did for you. You know, all of those are things that you can be thankful for and give thanks for. Maybe it's simply the sunshine outside. You know, that's one of my favorites. It's one of the reasons I like to be outside, and I like to be by a window if I can't be outside, so I can at least enjoy the sunshine. And so what are those things for you that you can be grateful for right now, even in this moment? You know, maybe it's health. Maybe it's your strength. Maybe it's just the fact that you have a sound mind, you're in your right mind. And so thinking about those things, you know, what can you be grateful for right now in this moment? And on a consistent basis that you can thank God for, you know, and that you can thank other people for. Maybe somebody opened the door for you, or, you know, maybe they, you know, got something. Maybe they brought you something to eat or cooked you a meal or, you know, took you out somewhere, went on a walk with you. Maybe somebody picked up the phone, had a conversation or just checked in with you, or it was that text message that someone sent and things of that nature that really warmed your heart or brightened your day or made you smile, you know, and being able to do those things for others. Those are the things that you want to express thanks for and just Show gratitude this week. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for who you are and for all of the things that you've been doing in our life, Father, from the very beginning, Lord, things that we don't even know about and things that we are aware of, Lord. Thank you that you're continually right there with us every step of the way. Thank you for keeping us in our sound mind, Lord. Thank you for full use of our limbs. Thank you for opening doors that no man can close. Thank you, Father, for planning out our steps and ordering them, Lord, and planning out a purpose for our lives, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life and the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of connection and community with one another. And thank you, Father, that we're all here to help each other out, to, sharpen one another and to walk this journey of life together. So thank you for the people in our lives, Father, our family, our friends, our coworkers, our children, parents, siblings, significant others, whoever you've placed in our life, Lord, we thank you for the gift of time with them, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of friendship, Lord. Thank you for relationships, Father, and just connection to one another, Lord. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Again, I hope that this week you are spending it with the ones that you love and doing the activities that you want to do and that you're able to stop and reflect and be grateful for the good things in your life and the not so good things that are making you stronger and better and equipping you for more things to come. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.